The recipes are true Jalisco flavor, spicy hot, using the right blend of chiles and green tomatillos. Try Yoli's fajitas, mariscos, burrito, chile verde, or sea bass. For the adventurous, there's El Diablo. Open daily for lunch and dinner. Yoli's is located at 138 West Main Street in Ventura on the corner of Main and Garden, across from the Vaughn Shopping Center. Yoli's, original Mexican flavor.
Buying tires from 5-Day Tire in Ventura is always a pleasant experience. Owner Alex Acuna learned how to serve customers from his father and older brothers. Every day for the past 33 years, Alex and his team of knowledgeable, honest employees provide exceptional customer service, value, and selection. Alex chooses from 6 tire distributors. That means the tires you buy at 5-Day Tire are an exceptionally good value, in many cases better than the chain and big box stores. Extraordinary customer service after the sale is one of the reasons that 5-Day Tires is among the oldest tire retailers in Ventura County. Customers appreciate the service and return again and again. See what others are raving about. Go to 5-Day Tire, located at 804 East Main Street in Ventura. 5-Day Tires, your friendly, locally owned and operated tire store. I'll let you in on one of Ventura's best-kept secrets. Bank of Books sells brand new books. Many of you think of Bank of Books as a used bookstore only. Bank of Books is known for its large selection of rare, hard-to-find, and used books. Now they've added new books to their selection. If you go in, it's a warm, friendly place, similar to one of those British bookstores you see in the movies, but with a broader selection. Knowledgeable employees, not recent high school graduates, wait on you. Voted number one bookstore in Ventura by the VC Reporter for the 7th straight time. 2 convenient locations to serve you, 748 East Main Street and 2486 East Main Street, both in Ventura. Bank of Books, a reader's best friend.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is topics that matter to women. My first guest discussed how women feel as their looks change. My next guest is going to teach us to feel free to prosper. She's going to provide us with a new way of thinking and a new way of living that we can implement in 2 weeks or less. As always, if you want to join the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Marilyn Janae is a free-spirited entrepreneur, the owner of a renowned special event location and production company for the last 20 years, and the proverbial health nut. For 30 years, she studied the mental and spiritual laws of the universe and the principles of manifesting our desires. She now teaches others how to apply these laws. Marilyn Janae originated the concept of the location company for special events and founded the company Marilyn Janae Locations. It eventually evolved into a company offering a more complete and exciting selection of venues for corporate and convention events. Marilyn, this is an interesting point. Marilyn proudly represented the citizens of Los Angeles along with the American Lung Association in an historic lawsuit against tobacco industry and resulted in the restaurant no smoking ban that we have and a smoke-free workplace as well. Marilyn founded the Feel Free to Prosper program to mentor and teach others to become aligned with universal laws and to accept their right to prosper. Her latest book is titled Feel Free to Prosper, 2 Weeks to an Unexpected Income, and even more than that, and she'll explain that when she comes on. Marilyn, how are you today?
Hi, Billy. How are you?
Help me with the title of your book. It is perhaps the longest title or subtitle I've ever seen. It's Feel Free to Prosper, 2 Weeks to Unexpected Income, and?
No, it's Feel Free to Prosper is the title.
Yes.
Subtitle is 2 Weeks to Unexpected Income with the Simplest Prosperity Laws Available.
All right. Well, that is a mouthful, so thank you for helping me out there. So tell us about that. I mean, there are a lot of prosperity formulas out there. Most notably has been The Secret. It was very, very famous.
Mm-hmm.
What makes Feel Free to Prosper different from other programs?
Well, first of all, I had been doing this work. I had 30 years ago. Let's start with my background. My
okay.
parents were good people, but they left me a legacy of, you might say, a lack consciousness, another word for poverty consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up with this, the mentality about money was one of struggle, as many people. I love what Lisa had to say about the words that you have to watch the words you say in front of your children about your looks. Well, same thing with money. Our words are very powerful, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But I grew up with this consciousness, and I knew, something in my soul knew there was a better way. And I buried myself into the teachings of the great masters of mental and spiritual science, the laws of manifestation, and I wanted to learn how to succeed. I wanted to be on my own. I knew I wanted to make my own statement, have my own business, but I didn't know how to do that. So I studied these great masters, and at some point in time, I had my breakthrough. And that breakthrough turned into, it was, I had an idea for a business, and I'm skipping over a lot of detail, but within 6 weeks, I was on the cover of the LA Times, syndicated around the world with my new business, and it was like a magic carpet ride. It was fantastic. And what I had done, and what I, well, the way I did that was with the prosperity principles. I call these mental and spiritual laws prosperity principles. And I had used the same principles back then, two decades ago, that I'm now teaching. I never knew I was going to be teaching. I just wanted to change my own life. And what I had done is I had succeeded in taking these laws and received them in the simplest form. I pulled from these teachings the simple techniques that I was able to apply. See, many people know about these universal laws. As you said, The Secret, and a lot of it has become mainstream. But people, the problem is that they keep it in their head. We could know about things. We could know all about the universe and how it operates. We could even know quantum physics. But the secret, the real secret, is being able to incorporate it in consciousness so that we can apply it. Even in today's climate, in the economic climate, we don't want to sit around and study and intellectualize and get into the philosophy. We need something that we can use right now to create income, to create business clients, if you're in your own business, or to create the answers to our most pressing problems.
All right.
Now, the reason for the title of the book is that when I started teaching these principles 7 years ago, I noticed that my average student, within 2 weeks, would have a shift and start attracting the magic. Now, we know it's not magic. It's magical. But it seems like magic because they would get these striking results. Suddenly, money would come out of nowhere, unexpected income, new clients, and this, so for the last 7 years, this has been happening to thousands of my students around the world. Now, one night, one of my students called me up. She said, "Did you see the Discovery Channel last night?" And I said, "No, what was it about?" She said, "They're now saying it takes 2 weeks to create a new neural pathway in the brain. So if we, what we do, what I do with Feel Free to Prosper, with these lessons, they're very simple lessons, we create a new dominant thought in the subconscious mind. And that dominant thought is what your circumstances will be in life. The outer conditions are not what is they are not what's causing your position in life and your financial circumstances and the other areas of life. It's your inner world.
All right.
You need to shift. And that's where the 2 weeks comes in. And I believe, I'm told that my gift is that I was able to take these very esoteric ideas, these concepts that have always seemed esoteric, and put them in a very simple form that people can grasp. They can do it easily. It takes 10 or 15 minutes a day. And the mind becomes your friend. Instead of working against you, the subconscious works with you. And the most important part of this teaching, though, and I do really feel this, I need to say this, we have the mental laws, they're like the mechanics. We do the mental work, the homework. That's like putting in the key in the car and driving. That's the mechanical side of it. We need to deal with the subconscious beliefs in order to open the pipeline to connect with that much greater intelligence that has all the answers and knows how to bring everything to us that we desire and everything we need. And you can call that intelligence whatever you want, whatever you perceive it to be, God or the universe or infinite intelligence, higher power. I don't care if you call it the quantum field. We're talking about the same thing. Our alignment with that power is the answer to everything we want in life.
All right. We're talking to Marilyn Janae, everybody. She's the author of the book, Feel Free to Prosper, 2 weeks to Unexpected Income with the Simplest Prosperity Laws Available. So, Marilyn, give us some of the secret sauce here. What is the single most important thing you can do right now to increase your income?
The single most important thing you can do right now, as we speak, or as you when you leave this show,
mm-hmm.
And that's not just for income. This is for anything, you want to change in life. But we're concentrating on income because that is a subject that's important today. The single most important thing you can do to change your life right now is to change your words. Change the words that you speak to reflect those spoken by a successful person. Words that represent what you want in life. Eliminate any words or phrases from your vocabulary that represent the opposite of what you want. I have a quote, if you don't want it, don't say it. So you can begin this right now. Now, changing your thought, those deeper thought patterns, usually is not done as quickly, but if you persist in changing your words, you're going to be on your way to changing those undesirable thought patterns. See, the subconscious mind is the that doesn't reason, doesn't think. The subconscious takes our words literally. Your words have tremendous power. Please believe this. Don't doubt this. Your words are an open sesame to your life. And I want you to think about something. How many times today have you said, either aloud or to yourself, I can't afford?
I don't think yet today. Thank goodness for that. But I want to come back to what you say. I love your statement. If you don't want it, don't say it. That's very powerful, and I hope you've got that trademarked. But I guess my question to you is this. In reading your materials, you're one who doesn't believe in affirmations. You say that affirmations themselves don't work, and yet at the same time you say words are very, very very, very powerful. So reconcile those two things for me, if you would, please.
Well, it's not exactly that. I do believe in affirmations. I think affirmations are a very powerful tool. What I meant when you read that is that affirmations usually don't work. People use affirmations all the time, and they're not getting the results. The reason for this, it really has to do with overcoming the resistance in the subconscious mind. If you say an affirmation such as a common, I am prosperous, I am wealthy, I have plenty of business, and you're looking at a pile of bills and you can't pay your mortgage, your subconscious is going to fight that. Your subconscious mind is the most powerful computer you can ever imagine.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps our heart beating, our lungs breathing. It has a perfect memory of every cell in our body to heal us. It's supposed to be static. It's supposed to keep everything moving in the same way throughout our lives. It wasn't designed to take in all that negative conditioning from the time we were very young that we're playing out in our lives. So it's going to resist change. Now, what we need to do is we need to create a gentle shift in the subconscious. But I have an analogy that my students love that I think you might like. Let's think of the conscious mind as the husband.
Okay.
The assertive male aspect of mind. And let's think of the subconscious mind as the female receptive, passive aspect of mind for our purposes here.
All right.
The husband has a desire. The husband makes a decision, wants something. Now, the husband has to impregnate the wife. I love that word, impregnate. Has to impregnate the wife with that idea. And when the subconscious becomes impregnated with that new seed thought, that new idea, from that union, children are born. Those children are your answered prayers or your goals fulfilled. So we need to teach the husband how to impregnate the wife so that we can manifest what we want in life, because that is the real secret to manifestation.
Oh, baby, it's getting steamy in here. I'm waving. but I want to come back to that. So it's the conscious mind that stokes the subconscious mind, and
exactly.
Not the other way around, huh?
No. And the subconscious will give you, will create for you what it believes is an existing reality. So what we do is we use these very simple techniques to gently condition the subconscious to the new idea. Now, affirmations are powerful. I teach them in the second lesson. In the first lesson of Feel Free to Prosper, I don't teach affirmations because they can work against you. If you don't know how to use them and don't have the right wording and you create resistance in the subconscious, you're going to get the opposite of what you want. It can make matters worse.
Mm.
But once you till the soil of the mind, and we do that with words. I do that initially with words. Once you till the soil of the mind and it becomes aligned with what you're doing, gets the new message, then you can start. We teach how to do affirmations, so you can use them and use them productively.
All right, we're talking to Marilyn Janae, everybody, whose book is Feel Free to Prosper, 2 Weeks to Unexpected Income with the Simplest Prosperity Laws Available. Marilyn, this is all sounding very, very good, and it sounds very theoretical. Give us some concrete examples, some success stories of your clients to help solidify some of these ideas for us.
Okay, success stories. God, there's thousands. Lawrence Bernstein. By the way, I'm allowed to use their names.
Oh, okay, good.
He came to me in 2004. He was invited to a call I did. Another businessman student of mine had invited him. He had just gone through bankruptcy, and it was a couple of days before the birth of his first son, and took my lesson mentoring program, the Feel Free to Prosper program. Within 1 year, he made $1.7 million. And in fact, Lawrence came back to me this year, 6 years later. He is a copywriter and direct marketer, and he said, Marilyn, you have changed my life. He said, I want to market you. I want to promote you and share you with the world. And that was such an honor to have my own student come back and want to do marketing for me and promote me.
That is amazing. Allison, so he did $1.7 million just as a copywriter? I mean, I say just as a copywriter. He did it as
he's
a successful copywriter.
Very highly respected marketer and copywriter. Now, Allison, we're talking about women today.
Uh-huh.
Allison came to me for her first job some years ago. They'd just come from Canada, and then she actually was three jobs that I've gotten from her. Well, she got the jobs using my techniques. But the second job, she wanted to go back and get her master's degree, but she had a young son, family, and she didn't know how she could have a full-time job, raise her family, and go back to school. It just didn't seem doable. Within 2 weeks of using the techniques I provided to her, she not only attracted the ideal job, they paid for her master's degree. This year, some months ago, she had come back to me and said, okay, I'm ready now. I want a better job. I'm ready for the senior level position. I have my master's. Within days, and she got the interview. 2 weeks later, she was hired. Now, this is at the height of the recession. People are looking for jobs. And she got her ultimate dream job with a great increase in salary, and she is just very happy. She's the senior director of a nonprofit organization and helping young women, and she is just so happy.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, what are some other success stories that you've got?
It's like, which child do you love best here? there's so many of them. Mostly my audience, I would say it's predominantly women, but men and women, but mostly a lot of entrepreneurs. A lot of people who are now going into helping others, leaving the corporate world and going into a form of coaching or consulting, people looking for jobs. I saved a marriage last year. Does that count?
No, that absolutely counts. How'd you do that? That's interesting.
Well, that's where the techniques come in. Well, there are different laws. It's not only about money. This is all about it. It all has to do with our feelings of deservedness, our feelings of confidence in our alignment with that power I talked about. Once we realize that we really are children of the universe, we really are part of something greater, and we understand how these laws work, these mental laws and the spiritual laws, and we become aligned, everything starts to flow. Our relationships, we can salvage our relationships. We can create the right, attract the right relationship. We can prosper in health. Oh, let me give you an example. I had a woman in Alaska, Chris, who came to me this year. She had a stroke 3 years ago, and she is spending her time, she's on disability, spending her time really self-improvement, doing mm-hmm. self-improvement work, found my program, and started doing the program. And the first lesson is geared towards financial increase, financial prosperity, but it actually opens the door in the mind to many other things. Well, she surprised me 6 weeks later. She said, I was doing your health lesson. I happened to give a lesson one, adapted to health, as a bonus with the program. She was doing the health lesson. She had been paralyzed on her right side since the stroke. Suddenly, her right side isn't paralyzed anymore.
Wow.
Now, that's pretty powerful. We're dealing with some very powerful laws here.
Yes, we are. We're talking.
And it was such a great surprise.
Sorry, Marilyn. I didn't mean to walk all over you there. We're talking to Marilyn Janae, everybody, who is the author of Feel Free to Prosper, 2 Weeks to Unexpected Income with the Simplest Prosperity Laws Available. You've given some incredible stories here. If people are interested in learning more about your program, learning more about you, Marilyn, where would you direct them to go?
The website is feelfreetoprosper.com. That's F-E-E-L, feelfreetoprosper.com. If you can look around the website, there are actually free programs there that you can take advantage of. Also, if you go to the newsletter link, I'm giving away my 41-page ebook, An Introduction to Universal Laws and Prosperity Principles, to newsletter subscribers, and it's all free. Free newsletter, free book.
Oh, that is great. We've been talking to Marilyn Janae, everybody, who's author of the book of Feel Free to Prosper, 2 Weeks to Unexpected Income with the Simplest Prosperity Laws Available. Marilyn, thank you so much for spending part of your day here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
My pleasure. Thank you, Billy.
Take care. Now it's nearly lunchtime, and if you're like me, you're thinking about what you're going to